This is Radio Entrepreneurs 2017 edition. Still looking, still talking to entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC. And I am here with the great restaurant king, food king. Who are you again?
Gary Goldman.
Okay. From Truly Yogurt.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you sell yogurt over the new year?
We did. It's been a fabulous time. The weather's been pretty seasonal, Jeffrey, and people have been flocking into the shop.
You know, people were talking to me in Florida. They go, people really eat a lot of ice cream in Boston over the winter? I went, more than in Florida, probably.
Right. There's a 2-to-1 ratio, actually, of New Englanders versus other parts of the country in the wintertime. People just, like, love it. They don't care about the weather. They want their stuff.
I have ice cream all the time. I love it. I'm going to tell you about some ice cream online I had in Florida, though. It was very, very good. You know, our next guest, super talented guy, David Soper from Wicked Local Marketing. I actually think that it's really David Soper is a wicked marketer. He's just wicked good at what he does. Welcome back, David.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you for the high praises.
You know, David, everywhere I go, everybody I talk to, they're wondering about social marketing, what to do. You know, President-elect Trump has changed the dynamics and the attitude about marketing. People I know are thinking of cutting their ad budgets and going right into social marketing and posting. What are you seeing for 2017?
I think there's a strong urge and a strong sense to kind of jump to the hot thing. And we've talked about the dangers of that. And so many companies have to reevaluate who their audience is, what it is that they're actually looking for, and how people connect with them. For instance, a transportation company, people don't go online and look for a trucking company. They generally go to a directory and call them on the phone and talk about freight forwarding or logistics. So for them to post, you know, on Facebook or even LinkedIn, unless it's to a targeted audience, really wouldn't make sense. They'd be better off with billboard ads or other ads to get to that audience. And so many people just jump into the Twitters or the Facebook or the LinkedIn and think it's for them. You've got to be very careful before you decide to jump into that.
So how are you finding this audience that you're pitching to, the social media is directed to? How are you finding out who they are?
Well, one
how
of the
are you defining it?
One of the challenges that I mean, for an ice cream company, it's a lot easier to use social media because you have a lot of eyeballs, a lot of family members, a lot of people, a lot of subgroups and groups within groups. So you'd be an excellent candidate for social media. If you wanted to create a mobile ice cream truck, you could target a tour, start a dialogue with LinkedIn and find out, you know, who's working the corporate budget for fundraisers or who's working the corporate budgets for, let's have an ice cream social at the end of a day, particularly where you could come in and bring 5 gallons of, you know, the favorite ice cream. But again, if you can't manage it, don't do it, because it's going to look bad if somebody jumps on your Facebook page and you haven't posted since before Christmas. And that's really one of the most important things. If you're not able to stay active,
it's like a social life.
Yeah,
keep it. It's
friendships,
that's social marketing, it's
relationships.
You can't just go to a party once a quarter. You gotta be, if you're a social person, you're social. So it's social marketing. You gotta be on there all the time.
Right. It's like building relationships. It's like building business relationships.
You didn't like my post yesterday, David. I posted a good one yesterday. I didn't see you liking it.
I'm sorry. You know, you're right. I have been tardy in my own marketing.
What types of ideas you were talking about, like, as far as like an ice cream store or a retail store, for example?
Just take an ice cream store, for example, because Gary owns one.
Yeah, he's looking for some free advice. I get it.
I get it, yeah.
Do you find that you should use a variety of things? What do you like? I found the most effective is something that is kind of like a pictorial display as opposed to strictly words. And sometimes when you do videos, people really tune in well. What other things tend to work on a social media spectrum?
I think you've already hit on it. I think you're going in the right direction. The video, whether it's a quirky video about ice cream flavors, you may want to get one of your workers or even you to do a small, almost like skit-like improv to where people are going to get get some attention. You're an older guy, which, you know, which isn't a bad thing when you're selling ice cream. It's a juxtaposed to what people think. They think young kids, they think young families. So here's a guy who's got some experience, and here he is in a bow tie talking about ice cream or even yogurt or the health benefits. Once you start riding down the health benefits truck with a family and a mother, she's going to say, wow, I never really thought about yogurt for kids. I eat it every morning. I didn't think of it as a cold treat.
Or Greek frozen yogurt, which they have.
Right. I mean, so there are very
sugar-free frozen yogurt,
all of the above.
You name it, we got it.
Sorbets, they're all there.
I mean, that's the important thing, and keeping your breadth of product out there. Let people know you have the sorbets. Let people know that you have ice cream, and explain to them the differences and what they're going to expect from it.
And how do you like remain fresh? How does it like? It's so easy to lose that luster. You know, you say you're at the top of the heap and you're doing really well. How do you, like, continue to make it fresh on social media?
If you've continually worked at it and become at the top of the heap, as you say, remember, there are always people who haven't heard of your business. Mm-hmm. So there's no problem in going back to something that you maybe did, you know, when you first started doing it. Going back to basics is always important.
There's so much that you can do. There's stories about patrons. You know, you used to have a bulletin board. You know, you've got a bulletin board. It's called Facebook. There's stories about patrons that come in and tell you stories. You put them on your Facebook. There's ice creams of the week. You put you put pictures of them up. There's ice creams of the day. There's new trends. There's new articles. There's always something to communicate and share with the world. And when it comes to ice cream, I've said this to you know, Bruce Ginsburg of New England Ice Cream. I've said, ice cream is the only profession I know that no matter what you do, it brings a smile to someone's face. You can't even say that about psychology. Actually, it's the opposite with psychology. Most people I know going to psychologists are not smiling. Isn't that true?
It's true.
You have a more short-term effect on happiness than any psychologist I know.
Yeah. Speaking of that, it's like so funny. Somebody, there's a group of kids that come in. Yesterday was early release day. I mean, I like excitement, but this was clearly palpable. They were like jumping up and down for like 5 minutes. So I obviously joined in and I started jumping up and down and we enjoyed the moment.
What you should do at that moment, just say, hey, guys. Hey, guys.
I'm stuck on that visual.
Can I grab
Gary jumping up and down?
Can I grab my phone? Can I grab my phone and get a small snippet?
Sorry.
A small snippet.
It's working.
If you take the snippet and post it live, this is what's going on.
Do it again. Come
now.
On in again. Do it again. Mm-hmm. Take a video. Put it
and
on
just,
your thing.
And just, you know, find something like that and say, get an extra scoop if you come down in the next 2 hours mm-hmm. or something.
Well, now you know why I say he's the wicked best marketer.
Yeah, he does because a fantastic job.
You know,
stuff like
that. Impromptu job. Stuff. Yep. I've seen like things in the, my wife and I own a candy
chocolate.
Business, a chocolate business. Mm-hmm. And we did a... it's called All Things Dutch. Not trying to plug it, but the idea was, the idea was.
Is this about the red light district?
No, the idea was we did a native ad campaign where the ads are actually in the background, and we had somebody reply to it, and it was the first person to reply to it. So we threw in an extra gift. I posted it immediately. I took a picture of the package. I put a bow on the. On the almond-filled speculoos is what we gave away. We put a bow on it, a little note, thank you. She didn't know she was the first one, but I posted it on Facebook, and we had two more hits after that, and one of them was a buyer.
Yeah, David, so. You clearly get it, because I know when I ran a competition to, like, name flavors and stuff, and there was, like, a... free ice cream for like the entire year or whatever. The response was phenomenal by the crowd.
But so you could do stuff. You could say, send us your favorite ice cream video and picture.
Right.
And then you'd say that to your customers. And then you say, and the winner every month or every quarter or every year gets a special ice cream prize. The one who's the best every week gets a free sundae. The one every month gets two sundaes.
And ask for the family. Post it. Ask their permission to post it.
And they post their ice cream. I mean, ice cream is all about fun and happy.
Right.
That's why we're so glad you wear bow ties.
Say the dog steals.
You should see his ice cream bow ties.
The bow tie collection is incredible, and I haven't displayed it for Jeffrey and David, but it could soon be appearing in your local neighborhood.
Can you imagine this guy with ice cream bow ties?
A white shirt and a bow tie?
You should sell them in the store, too.
I have, like, memories of
Gary's
that.
Personalized ice cream bow ties. Just
Wasn't
like
there an
you know, the
ice
rock
cream
band that does the ties.
That wore a bow tie
what's the rock band that does the ties?
No, not the Beatles.
The Beatles are not the answer for everything, Ian.
Eddie Garcia.
Yeah, the Garcia. Yeah, right. But Ian's answer to everything music is the Beatles. You know, who died first? The Beatles. Who had the most albums? The Beatles. I mean, he just says Beatles to every
answer. Well, when he's on the Jeopardy quiz show, whatever, and Beatles is the category, he's clearly going to clean up.
He's gonna, yeah. So, David.
So even the dog stealing the ice cream, or maybe
love
some,
it. My dog eating ice cream.
Yeah, your dog. You got to
have doggy
careful.
Ice cream?
You gotta
we don't
have
doggy ice cream.
Yeah, you
got
to have doggy ice cream because dogs can really get sick.
I lactose. And get in,
yeah.
But you know what? And when I go to Florida, I go to Dairy Queen. There's no like truly yogurt around me. So I go to Dairy Queen in Florida, and I always save just a little bit of my ice cream for my little Spencer. And he just has the time of his life. The two of us are so happy as my wife's complaining beside us.
Now, when you drive by, does Spencer get all excited that you go back, you know, knows the location of the Dairy Queen also?
My dog is clearly the smartest dog I've ever had. He has a lot of awareness about a lot of things that he's going to do. If I look at you, look at him right now and I go, you want to go to the beach? He knows we're heading to Florida. So, I mean, this dog is a pretty smart dog. But this is not about my dog because that'll really take us into the gutter. I'd rather trash you guys. Listen, Wicked Local Marketer. David, someone's got to find you. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of ideas. You showed that today. How do people find you?
You can find us on www.wickedlocalmarketing.com, or you can call me directly at 508-272-7190. That's probably the two easiest ways.
Gary, you got yourself a marketer. Make a deal.
Fantastic job, David. I'm very impressed the way that you picked up on individual things that were going on in my store.
Are you ready for a second date with him?
And clearly, you have the skills necessary in any retail business it'd be an honor to have somebody as skilled as you, I'm sure. And I'm sure you do a terrific job.
David,
thank you.
Make the date with him when we get off the air. Go see him. Go help the guy.
All right.
You know. My name is Jeffrey Davis. That was David Soper. We're also speaking with Gary Goldman. Not only is Gary a reporter on the show, but he's also the host of our five-star food restaurant review segments we're going to be doing throughout 2017. I'm looking forward to those. I know David is also, because it has marketing implications for him as well. So we're looking forward to that. And as soon as Ian Motha gets to work, we'll be get going on those shows. And we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.